Howdy, neighbors. Good Friday morning. Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. And we want to remind you to our coverage from the National FFA Convention being brought to you by our friends from the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association. Very thankful for their helping us support our time here in Indianapolis here in 2012. Going to be a busy day for Oklahoma and all the FFA members from across the country, but it does look like that Oklahoma has a world of opportunity as far as some folks being named in as far as national honorees, national award winners later on today and into tomorrow as well. Yesterday, let's back up a little bit and talk about some of the things that were going on. Well, first thing in the morning, we were there for the public speaking finals, the National Prepared Public Speaking, and for the fourth year in a row, an Oklahoman was among those final four. Previous 3 years, we've actually won the National Public Prepared Speaking Contest, so the pressure kind of on Tanner Allred from Union City FFA. But this freshman from Yale University, unflappable, and he had the only different speech. There were three speeches on hunger and trying to feed the world, and then his speech on the 2012 Farm Bill. He nailed it as far as had a lot of details, of course, in his speech itself, very well written, but also when he did the questions. We had a chance to talk with him the night before on Thursday evening for a while about what kind of questions he might be getting from those judges, and just seemed like everything we talked about came up in the form of a question. He handled them with a lot of information, a lot of measured response of saying, on one hand, here's what I think about it, but there are other considerations, and he was able to rattle those off as well. Did a wonderful, wonderful job. Will he win? You never know at these national levels of competition, but he most certainly acquitted himself very well. He could well be the next national public speaking champion for FFA, and it would be very deserving if he does get so named. Also heard our Creed speaker in first round. That was Sheridan Vapp from Burlington FFA. I have not heard if she advanced into the final four today or not. At this point, just that is an unknown. Had the chance to hear the Ag Issues team of the Kingfisher FFA. That was just a tremendous presentation that they put together under the tutelage of Lori Burns, their advisor, and one of their chapter Ag Ed teachers. The team coming together, seven members of the team, and they presented an issue regarding whether or not there should be an update to the Kingfisher Airport to the benefit of agriculture, interestingly enough. We had a chance to talk to two of the members of the team, Jamie Adams and Caitlin Minton, after their presentation.
Tell me about the issue. How'd y'all come up with the issue?
When we were speaking to our city manager, Richard Reynolds, he gave us several ideas on what issues were in our community. Since this one was so agriculturally based, and so immediate and important, we figured that this one would be the perfect one to do for the state contest.
Now, when you first hear that, you say it's agriculture. You had to kind of pull that back and tell people, explain that, didn't you?
Yes, we had to explain how the farmers need those spray plane businesses and how important it is for them to get their wheat and other crops sprayed on time. And that was the main agricultural base of the airport.
Caitlin, how much research did y'all have to do to put this thing together we saw today?
Oh, we had to do a lot of research. We looked in books, we talked to people who knew stuff about agriculture and airports and airplanes, and then we had to go all over the web to look for FAA policies, and we had to read a lot of them. It was fun.
So tell me about the interaction with the community as far as you presented this multiple times.
Our interaction with our community, it was about 50-50. It's kind of a controversial topic in our community. And every time we presented it, like at the Rotary or Lions Club, there would always be people who would ask us questions directed at the other group, trying to get us to elaborate and tell them which side was better.
So at the end of the day, I understand from the presentation that the airport is being improved.
Yes, they finally decided to go through with the airport.
That was Jamie Adams from Kingfisher. Also talking to us was Caitlin Minton. Other members of the team, Blake Cameron, Paige Helms, Jason Murray, Jesse Phillips, and Megan Yost. They did an excellent, excellent job. We'll wait with great anticipation to see whether or not they were able to bring home that national championship in that category or not. We've also got later on today, we've got all the proficiency awards. Oklahoma having 20 proficiency award finalists here in Indianapolis. Actually had 21 that were so named. 20 of them actually made it here and competed yesterday. They will be named later on today, this afternoon. We'll be posting those on our website as we go. Tonight, as we mentioned, public speaking winner will be announced. We've got a lot of other areas of competition that I think have done pretty well in this year. We'll wait and see how all that turns out. We'll be able to post those on our website as we go. So OklahomaFarmReport.com, click on the Blue Green Gazette graphic on the right-hand side, and there you'll be. Of course, tomorrow, big day. We've got two of the four categories covered in the STAR competition. STAR Farmer, representative for the state of Oklahoma is a young man by the name of Jeremy Weichel from Cordell. And then you've got Taylor Runyon from Atoka FFA in the American STAR in Agri-Science competition. That's going to be really interesting. If Taylor can win, and she's had a lot of competition, a lot of experience through proficiency awards up here at the national level, if she can bring it home, that would be our first Agri-Science winner ever for the state of Oklahoma. That's exciting. Now, also very exciting, Model of Innovation, one of the national elite honors for FFA chapters, Model of Innovation for Student Activities was won by Vanita Oklahoma FFA. Vanita FFA Model of Innovation Award winner. 34 of our chapters named three-star chapters. That's the highest honor a chapter can receive at that level. 34 of the 36 we submitted receiving that three-star honor. Most in the nation as far as Oklahoma FFA is concerned. We are truly one of the trendsetters when it comes to national convention excellence and competition, and we're seeing that once again this week here in 2012. Well, we've rambled long enough. We'll have more for you later on. Be checking our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, from time to time, and we will have more posts as the day goes on from all the proficiency award winners. Of course, into the weekend, we'll have results of the STAR Farmer, STAR Agri-Science, STAR in Ag Placement, STAR Agribusiness. National officers will be named on Saturday afternoon. We'll have details of that on our website as well. Have yourself a great day. From Indianapolis in the 85th Annual Convention of the National FFA, I'm Ron Hayes.